Yo, righty. So I made it to the studio. It's 10 o'clock. And it's precipitating out there. So I rode my bike. And I'm feeling a bit schloggy. Thanks to Grant for the show before. And thanks for listening to Kootenai Co-op Radio. Coming up, the Norm L. I'm your host, Tyler.
Addressing the challenges we face in Iraq must and will be my highest priority if confirmed.
The hearing came on a day when more than 60 people were killed in shootings and car bomb attacks in Iraq. Three U.S. soldiers were also killed. Gates went on to say he was open to new ideas in Iraq, but warned the situation there could lead to a wider regional conflict.
While I am open to alternative ideas about our future strategy and tactics in Iraq, I feel quite strongly about one point. Developments in Iraq over the next year or two will, I believe, shape the entire Middle East and greatly influence global geopolitics for many years to come. Our course over the next year or two will determine whether the American and Iraqi people and the next president of the United States will face a slowly but steadily improving situation in Iraq and in the region, or will face the very real risk and possible reality of a regional conflagration. We need to work together to develop a strategy that does not leave Iraq in chaos and that protects our long-term interests in and hopes for the region. I did not seek this position or a return to government. I'm here because I love my country. The President of the United States believes I can help in a difficult time.
During the hearing, the incoming chair of the Armed Services Committee, Senator Carl Levin, listed for Gates what he said were the Bush administration's failures in Iraq.
The situation in Iraq is getting steadily worse, not better. Before the invasion of Iraq, we failed to plan to provide an adequate force for the occupation of the country or to plan for the aftermath of major combat operations.
After we topped Saddam Hussein in 2003, we thoughtlessly disbanded the Iraqi army and also disqualified tens of thousands of low-level Ba'ath Party members from future government employment. These actions contributed to the chaos and violence that followed and to alienating substantial portions of the Iraqi population. We have failed so far to secure the country and defeat the insurgents. We have failed to disarm the militias and create a viable Iraqi military. We have failed to rebuild the economic infrastructure of the country and provide employment to the majority of Iraqis. The next Secretary of Defense will have to deal with the consequences of those failures.
Do not believe these messages. Driving me mad inside. I'm having illusions. All this confusion's fucking Dr. Octagon, paramedic fetus of the east with priests. I'm from the church of the operating room with the strikes of force, scalpel since the Holocaust. I do indeed and greed, explore, meet the patients, back the rooms with the nurse with the voodoo curse. Holding up office lights, standing at huge heights, back and forth, left wing, swing to north, east and south with blood pouring down your mouth. I can prepare with the white suit and stethoscope, listen to your heartbeat, delete, beep, beep, beep. Your insurance is high, but my price is cheap. Look at the land. Blue flowers growing by the purple pond. See the polka dots. Blue flowers growing by the purple pond. Yellow and indigo. Blue flowers growing by the pond. Look, it's raining yellow. Would you care to listen to any more? Thank you. Holding bags on down right from the hospital. It's a patient that's worth to keep the germs off the turf. Cybernetic microscopes and metal antidotes. Two telescopes that magnify the eyes of a roach. Decomputers a cup of coffee planted with my hand and astral planet detached. Turn on rare foggers. Cut the light on the kid and turn it bright on. Supersonic waves combine and burn his brain waves. I see the mascot of evil. He's not Knievel. Shakespeare's gone. Don't even think about him. Yes. As I go into the park, I see blue flowers, it's raining green, by the pond, blue flowers, it's totally raining green, pouring, blue flowers, I smell the bees and the birds, blue flowers, different aspects of life, blue flowers.
military strike on Iran and Syria, the West Virginia senator bluntly questioned Gates on the issue.
Do you support? I mean, hear all these rumors about the potential for an attack on Iran due to its nuclear weapons program, or on Syria due to its support of terrorism. Do you support an attack on Iran?
Just how it has to be.
Senator Byrd, I think that military action against Iran would be an absolute last resort. That any problems that we have with Iran, our first option should be diplomacy and working with our allies to try and deal with the problems that Iran is posing to us. I think that we have seen in the last
Mr. Finch, you're one of the film
authorizations. I don't believe so. I mean,
not just within 8 months of taking Baghdad, our troops captured.
Well, yes.
I mean, a real
Saddam Hussein.
Whoops, get her! Don't mind me.
However, 5 years after 9/11 and the invasion of Afghanistan, Osama bin Laden is still on the loose. Who is responsible, Dr. Gates, in your judgment, for the 9/11 attacks? Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden?
Osama bin Laden, Senator.
Over the past 5 years, who has represented the greater threat to the United States? Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden?
Osama bin Laden.
How do you intend to catch Osama bin Laden?
Senator, I have no doubt that our forces have been trying their best to find Osama bin Laden. I'm not familiar with the effort that has been devoted to this over the past 2 or 3 years. I will say I think Osama bin Laden has become more of a symbol for that country as a place to plan these sophisticated terrorist operations such as it took place on 9/11.
Thank you.
отечеству. Фирме мы. Государству. Подчиняться чужой воле. Достоинству. Мы. Выполнять обязанности. Соперничество мы.
kidding.
I think that there are, in fact, higher powers in Iran than he is.
Money, 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 money
Okay, this is the Norm L, and this is 93.5 Kootenai Co-op Radio in Nelson, BC, Canada. And there's a flea market coming up April 24th from 11 till 4. 5 hours of flea market time on 424-2011, 308 A Hall Street. And remember, it's great to be a member. Memorize it. Just remember that. Here's TRG with Drum Tribe. So our friends at the Spirit Bar are showing us how to dance tonight if we go out and donate some money for our friends as skaters. Skater friends, we finally got them some space granted to skate, and now we just have to fund it. So let's go out and have a fun time at the Spirit Bar tonight. I think it's $5 or maybe $10 donations at the door. Some local acts down there. I will be going after the show. And yeah, supporting a cause that's finally due. Finally come around and long past due. So good on ya to the skaters and the NDYC.
We'll be right back.
say that the answer we received was that they thought they had adequate troops. All of the different options. In terms of a change of approach in Iraq and a change of tactics.
I want him dead. Only dead today. Kill my way. My good Americans die, they go to Paris. And where do bad Americans go when... They say when good Americans die, they go to Paris. They say when good Americans die, they go to Paris. And where do bad Americans go when they die?
They go to America.
So, hey, here we are. It's Normal. Last 47 minutes and 50 seconds of the show. Kong Sound coming up. This is CJOY 93.5, Kootenai Co-op Radio. And I'm fighting off a cold, so I might sound a bit mumbly. Speaking of mumbles, this might give you the mumbles. This is Kid 606 with the track. You want to know what the track is? I Be Shareholdin'. Off of Mr. Wobble's Nightmare EP. It's on Tiger Beat 6, 2009. This is The Normal. I'm your host, Tyler. We'll be right back.
Такие
So we had some tech diff there, but that was Agipai trying to play this track, Get Down, Lay Down. Something happened to it, though, in disc one. So I'm on disc two now, and thanks to Vladimir for helping me out there. When things were going crazy, I just threw on some Vladimir, and he went la la la. So back to the tracks. This is the Normal. Thanks for listening. Kootenai Co-op Radio, Nelson, BC, 96.5 on the ferry. Yeah, get your mindset. Just let it sit there.
This is a fucking war!
Oh golly, this is the norm. Oh, thanks for listening, you guys out there. We'll be right back.
stand, we lie, we know the truth. You take, you steal, you formed our life. The hook and the ill, slings our heart.
Coming up with the Kong sound. Going out with a Normel.
Turn left, turn right, we go nowhere. We stand, we lie, we know the truth. You take, you steal, you fond our life. A hook, a nail, a slingshot heart. We'll be right back.
and this is the last track from the Norm L tonight. Coming up, KJ and the Kong Sound. Thanks for listening, and keep on doing that. 93.5 on your Nelson dial and surrounding areas. 96.5 at the Crawford Bay area. 107.5 at the New Denver area. All right, I'm all done being up in your area. Thanks for listening. This is the Norm L, and I'm your host, Tyler, every Thursday night, 10 to 12. Here's Bass Nectar remix of a Metallica track, Seek and Destroy.